my beautiful friends. Welcome back to another episode of Connecting the Body, Mind, and Spirit. I am Lucy, and today we're going to be talking about a topic which is a catalyst for us to be able to experience inner peace and joy. Yes, today we're going to be speaking about the profound impact of forgiveness in our lives. As humans, we have basic essential needs to be able to enjoy life to its best. And through forgiveness, we release the chains of bitterness that can be holding you back deep down inside, and perhaps in aspects of your life that you are unaware of. So let's get started on this journey of learning about forgiveness. Imagine someone or some people throwing hot burning coals at you. You immediately feel the pain, but you decide to hold on to this one piece of coal with the intent of throwing it right back. The only one who is burning throughout this time is yourself. Through this painful experience of physical and mental pain, you also place all of your mental energy and focus on trying to deal with this pain. Such pain takes over you physically and mentally, reminding you constantly of the initial pain you have and keeping you far away from the present moment. Forgiveness then becomes the act of opening up your hand and letting go of that coal. Just let it drop and fall away from you. It does not change the past, but it sure does enlarge your future. We can take this example of the burning coal in your hands as a clear mental image to understand the pain and hurt of what carrying this coal can do in your life. This is what holding on to grudges does to us. It continues to harm us and perpetuate pain in our lives. Forgiveness for what has happened is a journey and not a destination. It does not happen overnight, and it's not a switch we can just turn off. It requires us to dig deep inside our hearts to confront and feel that pain. As Robert Frost said, "The best way out is always through." Forgiveness is a very simple word to say, but one that could be extremely difficult to get to. To put ourselves in and continue thinking about it until it's healed. However, that has the power to transform our pain into peace, conflict into harmony. It's a journey from the shadow of hurt towards the light of inner peace. A path that not only frees the one who has wronged us, but it liberates our own heart from the chains of bitterness. Forgiveness is not about forgetting or condoning the hurt caused by others. Rather, it's an act of courage, a declaration that no pain is too great to overcome the strength of love within ourselves. It helps us to move forward with grace and healing. As one of my favorite songs growing up from the dear Bob Marley, "Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but to yourself can free your mind." It's a testament that we have the key of letting go of resentment and bitterness. Forgiveness is a powerful force in the human experience, serving for us as a bridge from hurt to healing, from constriction to freedom. When you choose to forgive, you embark on a transformative journey that often leads to improved mental health, enriched relationships, and substantial personal growth. For instance, someone who forgives a family member for past neglect can experience a significant reduction in anger and depression. Placing these heavy burdens with a newfound openness to joy and a lighter heart. The act of letting go doesn't excuse hurtful behaviors, liberates the individual from its emotional grip, allowing them to move forward. Similarly, by extending forgiveness to a friend who betrayed your trust, a person not only heals that wound of betrayal, but you also strengthen your ability to form deeper, more understanding connections in the future. You learn invaluable lessons in communication and the importance of boundaries. enriching your life with more meaningful interactions. Forgiving a former partner for their infidelity can be a profound act of self-love, a hard one to go through, but it signals a readiness to leave behind your pain and embrace personal growth, self-worth, and the possibility of new love without those shadows of past hurts. Choosing not to forgive, on the contrary, can lead to a self-fulfilling prophecy of emotional turmoil and isolation. Individuals who get stuck in the grip of resentment may find themselves in a constant state of emotional distress, their unresolved anger and bitterness tainting new relationships and opportunities for growth. For example, someone who holds on to anger towards a neglectful parent might inadvertently project these feelings and push away any potential connection from that same gender, reinforcing their sense of isolation and unworthiness that parent made them feel. This cycle of distrust and disconnection can perpetuate the very pain they wish to escape will continue haunting them back, highlighting the critical role for forgiveness. It plays in breaking free from past hurts and embracing a healthier, more fulfilling future. In essence, the journey of forgiveness is not just about reconciling with others. It's about reclaiming our peace and potential. It's a testament to the resilience of the human spirit and their profound capacity for renewal and growth. Through forgiveness, we find the strength to write new chapters in our lives, in history, and all around us. One that's filled with deeper understanding, richer relationships, empathy, compassion, and love. This brings us to a deep understanding for inner peace and the value of community peace. Forgiveness can come in many different ways for each and every one of us. Perhaps for some was a unresolved anger towards an absent or unkind parent. The pain left unaddressed casts long shadow over their view of all women or men, painting every potential relationship with a broad brush of distrust and apprehension. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where they inadvertently close the door to genuine connections, suspecting perhaps subconsciously that all men will mirror the failing father. This cycle of expectation and disappointment reinforces their fears, making it increasingly difficult to see people as individuals who make mistakes, but separating others that have great love and that are different. There is different stories that we all have that perhaps we have to forgive. Perhaps it's not your parent. Perhaps it's a sibling. Perhaps it's a friend, a partner, life, and even history. It's about acknowledging that pain, but deciding that it will no longer define our present and our future. It's the pivotal choice that marks the beginning of a healing process, one that gradually dissolves the barriers around our heart. You recognize that perhaps not all men are like that father. Perhaps not all lovers will pay you the same way. Perhaps it's about understanding that not all people are out there to get you, and understanding that there are different types of people. By releasing this bitterness and making peace with your past, you open yourself to the possibility of new, healthy, and fulfilling relationships. This is the transformative power of forgiveness. What burdens are you carrying that are holding you back from fully experiencing love and joy today? Are you ready to lay down these burdens and start stepping into a future where you are not defined by your past pain, but you have the capacity to grow, to love, and to understand with openness? Are you ready for new beginnings? Let go of the pain and start taking steps into doing something different. The path of forgiveness is really challenging. Starting the journey of forgiveness is like embarking on a path through a dense forest. The way may seem daunting at first, but it's a journey that requires courage, patience, and a gentle, compassionate heart, especially towards yourself. Here's how you can begin. First, acknowledge your feelings. Recognize the hurt, the anger, and the betrayal that you have felt. Feel it and live it. It's okay to feel these emotions. You can handle them, and they are part of your story. But they don't have to be part of your full life story. It's like acknowledging the clouds in the sky. You see them, you recognize their shapes and their shades, but you know they will eventually pass, and new clouds will come. Next, seek understanding. This doesn't mean you excuse what happened or the pain caused, but rather you try to see the context. Understanding isn't about justifying the actions of others. It's about giving yourself the clarity you need to move forward. Imagine standing on a hilltop, looking down at the path you've walked. From this point, you can see the twists and turns, the steep climbs, and the moments you've rested. Understanding gives you a perspective of the whole picture. Then, express how you feel, whether it's through journaling, talking with a trusted friend. Even art can be an expression and a powerful tool for healing. Think of it as releasing the steam from a pressure cooker. You don't release it all at once. You gradually continue to release little by little, as many times as you need it. If you're stuck and you need extra help, find a therapist. They will guide you to the best way they can for you to overcome this. Lastly, practice self-compassion and patience. Be gentle with yourself. Don't try to push yourself into something that you're not ready. Healing is not a race, and forgiveness is not something you owe anyone but yourself. To everyone embarking on this journey, know that you are not alone. The path of forgiveness is walked by many of us, each with our own stories, with our own hurts and pains. And like any journey, it's often the steps we take into healing that bring us to places of unimaginable beauty, resilience, and understanding. I am sure this will be your path if you start walking towards actions, towards forgiving. Start with one small step today, then follow it by another, and then another, and then another, until you find yourself walking in the light of your own forgiveness and healing. Pain can be caused in many different ways by many different people in our lives. Perhaps we were victims of a certain situation, but again, it does not mean that we have to live our whole life as a victim. Empower yourself to do something different, to learn from the experience and understand that it's created that person that you are today. But make sure to emancipate yourself from the mental slavery and know that none but yourself can free your mind to create new passages in your life. Until I see you next time, I love you. I'm sorry for the pain that you have had in your life, but I am sure that you can transform this pain into a beautiful part of the big puzzle in your life. Until I see you next time, know that you are not alone. I love you, and I can't wait to hear your comments. Join me on Instagram to create a community of like-minded people that are ready to transform their life. Be well, have a great week, and I'll see you next time.